Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
It is time now to check out the latest film and TV releases for the week ahead. I'm joined in studio by Donald Clark, film correspondent for the Irish Times and writer and podcaster Esther O'Meara Donoghue. You're both very, very welcome.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello. It's a bit more lively. Hello. actually, I'm not feeling very lively, Donald Clark, after seeing last night the film everyone is talking about right now, Small Things Like These. Are we looking at potentially another Oscar-winning performance for...
No, sorry, probably not, no.
No?
No, there's no... Do we not have time? There's no effort behind it at all. I mean, it's got distribution quite late in the day. Premiered at Berlin early this year and did very well at... Emily Watson won Best Supporting Performer. I got great reviews, opened the festival, and then it didn't get distribution for till the middle of the summer, and they haven't really put it in a position where it's been watched and
is it in
seen
your view
enough.
An Oscar-worthy performance?
Oh yes, I think it's a crime that he's not actually in that conversation, because particularly as kind of the second half, the lower half of the potential nominees and Best Actor this year isn't that strong. He really should be there, but he ain't. Unfortunately, and those are all to do with the internal politics of the Academy. Rather than the performance itself, which is great. And this demonstrates very much kind of what Cillian Murphy is at. I mean, he perfectly enjoys being huge films like Oppenheimer, and despite being kind of somewhat bashful about these things, he was delighted to win an Oscar earlier this year. But I think his heart is really in films like this, an adaptation of Clare Keegan's great novel about... novella, you might say, about a fuel merchant who in the middle of the 80s uncovers terrible secrets about the Magdalene laundries in his local town of New Ross. I think those secrets are not so secret to us now, because we've lived through 20, 30 years of revelations about what went on. But you get a real sense here of things that people in a small town like that half knew but wouldn't acknowledge to themselves, all done in a very beautifully gloomy, with beautifully gloomy cinematography. Oddly enough, one of the things people haven't mentioned about it very much is it's actually a terrific Christmas film, in the sense that people say Christmas is a sad time, and it really is a sad time here. But it actually, the Christmas ambience is brilliantly done in this, particularly as it ends with, I won't give anything away, but a kind of miracle. I won't say good or bad, but something that kind of fits into a Christmas narrative quite nicely.
Yeah, and I think because it's like, you know, he has this experience in the laundry when he's delivering his coal on his route, and it shifts his whole filter. So you see him go through and witness these Christmas traditions, but he's kind of standing apart, and he knows probably he's reflecting on he was born out of wedlock and someone showed kindness to his mother's name. Yeah, and took them in. And so, yeah, it's interesting because you're seeing everything kind of go about as normal. He's buying the presents, people are singing carols, and you see these kind of the nuns kind of conducting the choir and stuff.
And his inner conflict is captured so well. Last night I saw it, and you know, when the credits went up, there was just this sort of like sighs. I don't know if it was relief, but there was just like an exhalation, you know, but nobody was chatting on the way out, Donald.
Absolutely right. I mean, I think that's very much the impression I got. All I have to say, there's been some controversy on Twitter over its depiction of Ireland in the 1980s. And I kind of owned up in the interview I wrote with Cillian Murphy last week that a colleague of mine from the paper emerged from it. We turned to one of them and went, God, Ireland was a kip then, wasn't it? No, don't write in. I know there are wonderful things about Ireland in the 1980s, always have been, but it does get across one aspect of Ireland in the 1980s that really
and
was.
And so just that conflict that people had, you know, within their families, within their communities, about these places.
I think, we see when Bill comes in from his shifts or his days out, you know, he comes in and he takes out this tin and he takes out his soap and he takes out his...
I nearly knew how to wash my hands by the end of it.
Oh, it was sort of, we all do after COVID. Like, listen, we're all hand-washing experts. But you know how we can kind of compartmentalise these little aspects of our life, and you can wash away the surface, but the things are still happening in plain sight. And we do that. We're doing it now. You know, the awful things are going on in the world and you still have to get on with your life, and there's traditions and there's systems and there's ways. And we see Eileen Walsh, who plays his wife. She just is like, okay, let's just keep going. Let's get through Christmas. We've got bills to pay, but it is sort of, there's a tenderness at the very end, and Cillian almost breaks a smile, you know what I mean, at
almost.
The end. But it's a beautifully made thing, and a lot of care has been put into it, and everyone should go see it.
As they're saying with it.
I think they will, actually. I think it'll do well.
Yeah, no, I think it will do very well. Will Saoirse Ronan, Esther, in Blitz, the World War II drama, that is a proper prestige affair, isn't it?
I mean, it's a different thing. You see, like, in Small Things Like These, all the shots are very close, it's very tight, it's just very, feels very local. But this is a, you know, big scale. It's complete opposite. It's out in the cinemas next week. It's on the 8th of November. Then it'll be streaming on Apple Plus from the 22nd of November. But it's probably a film that you deserves to be seen on the big screen. Yeah, it's directed by Steve McQueen, stars Saoirse Ronan and Harris Dickinson and newcomer Elliot Heffernan, who plays his 10-year-old boy, George. And he is... Saoirse is taking him away, you know, out of London during the Blitz. He does not want to go. He legs it and kind of sets off on this sort of adventure in this during this horrible time. You know, it's big, it's mobastic. It shows maybe, I suppose, you know, the British wartime effort was like, you know, stay loyal to the country, the Commonwealth, the spirit of we can do and all this kind of thing. But you see with George, this young child, he's half Grenadian, so he encounters racism. There's also sinister elements. Kathy Burke is there, sort of like a leader of a terrible gang, and there's awful things happening.
Oliver. That section is just pure Oliver. It's bizarre.
Yeah, so but I think that was really happened. People were like stealing corpses and stuff, but you don't obviously see that. It's all Dame Vera Lynn and, you know, this kind of thing.
Stiff upper lip.
Stay away from the corpse snatching, you know, but these things happened. So yeah, it's a completely different kettle of fish.
Donald, anyone thinking of retiring in their 60s might be shamed by Clint Eastwood, who is back.
Yeah,
again.
I've let you all down. I haven't actually seen Juror Number 2, but that's because it's been slightly...
He's directing it.
He's directing. I mean, he first directed a film, what, 1971? So it's like 50, it was Play Misty for me. It's over 50 years since he started. And people may not entirely be aware of Jury Number 2. I mean, we didn't get a press screening until the Thursday. It's the day before it opened, so we didn't have time to cover it in the newspaper. And I haven't seen it yet, and I will go and see it because of enormous respect for Eastwood. And people are saying it could be his last film. It could be. I wouldn't bet on it because he's got a pretty impressive stamina for a man in his mid-90s, and I wouldn't be surprised if he's making another one now. But Courtroom Drama with Nicholas Hoult, and go and see it. After all, I will. I'll be paying actual money to go and see it.
Good stuff. The Old Man on Disney Plus has returned for its second season. This is Jeff Bridges, Estra, as cantankerous as ever. As good as ever?
Yeah, it's as good as ever. And I suppose, I think in series one, John Lithgow, who plays his kind of counterpart, he plays director, FBI assistant director Harold Harper. They were separate the whole time. In this first episode of series two, we see them together, and Lithgow is kind of, you know, out of sorts, but they're figuring it out. Still lots of action for, I don't know how old Bridges is, but they're still shooting guns. There's all, you know, it's really just, and there's, you know, lots of dusty desert scenes or whatever, and it's enjoyable. But I suppose, I think as it goes on, we find that Aaliyah Shawkat, she's kind of the focus is put on her. It turns out three potential men could be her father. You know, again, tale as old as time. You just don't know, you know. So she's
Mamma Mia.
Yeah, it's basically it's Mamma Mia in the desert with more guns. Yeah.
When there's something that's a huge success, often there are spin-offs. Original Taskmaster, is it a kid's spin-off?
Yes, essentially. Junior Taskmaster. I mean, I love Taskmaster. It is one of those things that's kind of been on a steady arc upwards since it first emerged about 10 years ago. Weirdly started off as a live show in Edinburgh, which is hard to imagine, but people know what I'm talking about. Wild game show with celebrities who go on and do silly things. Now, Junior Taskmaster, you might think, why am I recommending this? Well, I would say the Junior Bake Off was great. Harry Hill came in to do that. And actually, Harry Hill, I would argue, is the best presenter they've had on any version of Bake Off on ITV or on Channel 4 or BBC since it started. So I'm quite optimistic about this. It's hosted by Rose Matafeo and Mike Wozniak, both of whom I think are great. And I think it'd probably be a lot of fun. And I think
contestants
probably,
between 9 and 11, what's the possibility?
Not just four kids, I think. Not just four kids, even if it's just with kids.
Esther, if it's not a spin-off, it's a remake. Day of the Jackal on Sky Atlantic. It's a flashy remake of the 70s film. Does it work for you?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it, and I didn't think... I mean, it's not something I didn't know about Day of the Jackal. I didn't know it was an original political thriller, but it's been remade. Eddie Redmayne is the Jackal, a great man to have around at Halloween, I'd say. His house, he'd no problem with his costumes. He's a highly trained, highly paid hitman. The film, or this TV series, it's slick, it's sleek, it's shot around Europe, it's beautifully shot. You know, they're in France, they're in his mansion in Spain, I think. Yeah, it seems like there's always twists and breadcrumbs. You expect things are going well and then things kind of switch around at the last minute. It kind of keeps you going the whole time. And also I thought it was kind of interesting when he logs onto this database looking for his next hit. He's like, he's freelance too. He's just like waiting to get the next gig. So hitmen, they're just like us. So it was interesting. And then there was a debt outstanding. So yeah, definitely what
hitmen
I recommend.
Hitmen are human, just like us. Quote of the day. Before I let you both go very quickly, Donald, Cork Film Festival.
Yeah, Cork, the oldest extant film festival in this country, which has always been strong. I think it's been particularly strong the last few years. Runs from November 7th to November 17th. Opens with Conclave, which is this great thriller about selection of a Pope starring Ralph Fiennes, with us at the end of the month and release if you don't manage to get into Cork. And also,
the trailer for it looks amazing.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, it's the great performance by Ralph Fiennes. The research is tremendous in it. Like, you learn an awful lot about how the election of a Pope functions, things you wouldn't have imagined.
The smoke, how they make.
I'd also say a word as well. There's a bunch of stuff on. Go to the website and check out the festival. But I'd also, I haven't seen it yet, but I'm looking forward very much to Blue Road, the Edna O'Brien story. Documentary by Sinead O'Shea, who made the excellent A Mother Brings Her Son to Be Shot a few years back. Features a lengthy interview with Edna just before her death. Big hit at Toronto International Film Festival, where it had its premiere. So keep an eye open for that if you're booking it for
Cork
Festival.
Definitely be doing that. And unfortunately, that is all we have time for today. Thank you so much to Donald Clark and to Esther O'Meara Donahoe.